CliffCentral.com. Good morning, everyone. It is Friday. Next week is a short week. You got Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, basically.
Still bloody Thursday night, damn it.
What? Did you go out last night?
No.
You did
no,
have a
no.
birthday on Wednesday. Happy
I
birthday,
did.
Gord.
Happy birthday, Gord.
Thanks, guys.
And look who's here. Amanda's in this morning.
Hello. Happy birthday, Gord, for the
How
other
are you,
day.
Amanda?
Thanks, man.
Good.
And we decided we would bring Amanda in. She's she brought Ben Rusks.
She brought Rusks.
Which immediately warmed his cold, stony heart.
Yeah. Actually, so for everyone, but I see Ben is like just
I didn't claim
keeping
it.
Them there.
Ben is
it.
Enamored. Ben is like,
I'm just looking at your Rusks.
It's that easy to win Ben's heart. You just have to bring him Rusks, especially on a week where Daniela's away.
He's staring at them like a viper that's found a nest of squirrels and has chosen not to kill the one. It's that look of love and endearment.
Yeah. Well, it's I had a relatively rough start to my morning, so I'm happy that I'm around you guys and Rusks.
Yeah, Ben started fighting with his neighbors.
Ooh.
First thing this morning. Like 5 a.m.
Well, these I'd be nice. So
yeah, choose your
what
words.
Happened? No, go on. Don't be nice. Be your real self.
So
you can be real here.
This place I live is rather nice. Of course, we moved there. Meows has adopted us. We became a happy family.
Mm-hmm.
Easy as that. This new couple moves in on like the other side of the building, and they've got these two dogs. Great. I don't know if you like dogs, but go ahead. But now these fucking dogs don't have a leash or anything, so they just run around. Which is fine. They're small dogs, and these people obviously love their dogs, which is great because we're pet people too. But this dog runs after Meowses, as in runs down to our side of the building, because these dipshits can't put the dog in the leash. So, as a neighborly thing, I have on a few occasions asked, could you please put your dog in the leash? We have an old cat. This dog's chasing our cat. I prefer it if our cat didn't have to run for its life. Fair request.
What kind of dog is this, by the way?
It's a small, like in Anchorman, Baxter. That kind of
size okay, like
dog.
A Jack Russell.
So I'm not being unreasonable, right?
No, sure.
The dog is running around.
But can it like get to your side?
Is yes. Okay. Well, that's what it fucking does.
No, I understand that it's not on a leash, but I mean, it can actually get into your like garden.
No, there's no garden. It's our front door. Meowses chills by the front door. She likes a bit of sun, and the dog's now running after her. Or after breakfast, she likes a bit of fresh air. Dog's now running after her. So respectfully, I just say, could you please put your dog on a leash? Do they do it?
No.
No.
And then what's their response when you do that?
I'm really sorry. Yeah, we'll try.
So at least they pretend to be sorry.
Well, any mouth breather can do that. But why is
you get you get some who are worse. You get the ones who get like defensive when you when you correct their bad behavior.
Well, there has been elements of that. But why is it so hard for human beings to just not be absolutely cunty?
Yeah.
Like, could they not have got a leash? And then, of course, Princess taking this dog for a walk can't pick the shit up on the garden either.
Oh, so it shits all over too.
No, of course, because they're far too precious. The gardener has to do that because I'm sure that's what he waits to do when he wakes up in the morning.
Wow.
Like, so how entitled are these people? what do I do?
Yeah.
Because right now it basically is saying to me that only violence can solve this. But do I have to be that person?
But presumably the thing I'm trying to understand is how the leash would solve the problem. So it's not free roaming where your cat chills. They like let it out.
Yes.
So they go, they take it out.
So if they put the dog in the leash, they can take it down to the garden. The dog does the garden bits.
Yeah, I think I'm with you.
They would hopefully pick up the garden bit, so we didn't have to then traipse through it when we were on the way to the pool.
But isn't that everyone's garden? So don't you have to talk to the body corporate? Or whoever, like...
Or get the body corporate involved. Yes, that's
the next
level.
Because they're not going to listen to you. Like.
But that's the whole thing. Why must I be the person who gets the body corporate involved?
Know,
why can't
people
these people... Why can't these people just be adult enough to respect that we live in a common area
and
just stop being so common by nature?
I agree with you. You need to, but you need to sit down and reason with them. Like,
try that.
Treat them. No. I mean, like, you have to have a meeting
with
them.
Invite them for Rusks. You have Rusks.
No. Don't be hospitable. Say to them, I need to meet you on the balcony at this time. You both need to be there. I need to talk to you about something very important. You need to tell them how important this is, because it's only happening incidentally now.
I think I made it quite clear, though.
Okay. But I'm saying if you
on
create...
probably seven occasions.
In other words, establish the power dynamics. You need to say to them, I need to meet with you on a very serious matter. Like, you have to be dead fucking serious about this. They're going to go, oh. Because they probably are very simple country bumpkins or...
No,
dumbasses.
They're just your general entitled pieces of shit.
That's precisely why you need to establish the power dynamics. You must be unfuckwithable.
Now, failing that, get a Bengal tiger. Borrow it from someone.
Oh.
And when they bring the dogs out, not on a leash, because with meowsers safely put away,
yeah.
Take the Bengal tiger out and be like, oh shit, the leash is upstairs. Except I don't feel like getting it. Go, go, Panjo. Have your poo.
Okay, so I've got to talk to them again, which I've already tried.
No, but it's the way you talk. No, it's the way you talk to them. You see, there's something I've learned is that people have two settings. They have a setting where they're open to ideas, they're thinking rationally, they're in their superior, in their what I call their integrating curve, mm-hmm. right?
Clearly given this a bit of thought. There's diagrams somewhere. Yeah.
And then you sometimes meet the same person who has the same capacities, abilities, thoughtfulness, sincerities, deceitfulness, all of those things, but you meet them on their disintegrating curve, which is where they're not operating at their best. And when they're disintegrating, you need to meet them and put them in their place. When they're integrating, you can have a very humane, serious, sensible conversation, and usually it ends beautifully. So if they're disintegrating, you might have to go to violence, but you might also just have to establish a power dynamic that reminds them of their place in society. So sometimes that's important, hierarchically, to establish yourself at the top. Sometimes you dominate.
So in other words, sometimes you be exercise. Less emotional and less aggressive and more like, listen here, children.
Be completely calculating about this. Exactly. Take the parent role and you say to them, look here, I'm Ben. We haven't met properly before. Start again. Like reestablish the whole fucking thing. They won't expect this at all. They go, oh, there's Ben. They might even not know your name. It doesn't matter to them because you're not an important part of their lives.
They feel superior to everyone around
them. Okay, well, now you're going to reestablish the hierarchy. You're going to say, hello, I'm Ben. I need to meet you urgently on a very serious matter tomorrow. At this time, please don't be late, and make them wait a whole day before you have the conversation with them so that their brains start like getting into servile mode. And you get them there because now they're shit scared. They don't know what's going on. They think this could be like, what could he do? Who does he talk to? How powerful is he? They start reestablishing where exactly they fit into things. And then the next day you sit them down.
I have to do that every time I take a plane because how I fit into
You don't fit into anything in the plane.
Oh,
but that's good.
Yeah,
really spot on pun there for no reason.
And nice. then when you have them sitting there, you could be as friendly as you like. You can smile. But you just maintain like a cold authority over the whole issue. You say to them, look here, we have a problem. Think of Jack Nicholson in your head while you're talking to them.
Okay? That's actually quite true.
This is the way to do it. You go, we have a problem. Oh. Your fucking dog. No, you don't have to say fucking. Your dog is never on a leash, and I've asked you 1,000 times to put it on the leash because my poor cat can't run outside, which is what cats are meant to do. If your dog runs again and it's not on a leash, I'm going to take your dog and throw it over the edge of the balcony.
See, that's where I want to go, but also, like, it's not the dog's fault, essentially. But I get your point.
No, you're not going to threaten violence against the dog. I'm being dramatic.
No, you're
what you're going to do is just tell them how it's going to be from now on and explain to them why it's so important. Don't hint at specific consequences, but make it seem like there's a general threat hovering in the air that could be deployed at any time to make their lives completely miserable if you decided to be anything but magnanimous. And then they'll behave.
That's what annoys me. Like, I get along with everyone
in this
building.
People are used to being trained into like a role in society. They get into a place
for
this.
But this is sad. These people have to be adjusted because why can't anyone just use common sense? Like, it's
Ben,
just,
everybody needs adjustment all the time. I need it. Gord needs it. You need it. Amanda needs it. Sia needs it. Nola needs it.
And there's like certain things I get that. But like, this is just common decency.
Yeah, but it's not. They're not going to just because they should and because that's how the universe should work. They're not going to like... at some point click back to the default that they should be. People are dicks. Yeah. Like, part of what you said earlier...
Look how Amanda has to do this with her friends, right?
Yeah.
I mean, often have to reset your friends.
I'm just thinking, like, that happens... Well, my brother lives in a complex, and his little dog just, like, runs around all the time, and people don't complain. But then if you were, like, with my mom, she's just ruthless. She would just complain. She'd actually... I don't know. I think she'd give the dog a hiding.
No, but this is the whole thing. It's like I don't have an issue with these people. Essentially, I get lumpy with everyone in this building, and I'm very happily socialized with anybody there.
Mm-hmm.
But the dog chases my cat. What's Meowsers going to do?
Alternatively, get a paintball gun.
Good. Every one of your solutions so far has been horrible.
Or a loud banging noise. Like, seriously, okay, I'm not for hurting animals, so but that's kind of partially a joke. But, like, get a dogs don't dig loud banging noises. Your cat's already in a state of fright. So just make sure that the dog associates chasing the cat with something
even
bad
like a
happening.
Blowhorn or something.
Yeah, run after it with a noise.
Yeah, but I'm not going to stand outside of my door like some sort of freako. Like, I'm in the kitchen making breakfast in the morning. I see that the dog comes past. That's why I'm there.
Right.
I'm not stalking the dog.
No,
you just have the
meeting. And in any case, why should it be Ben's responsibility to preempt the dog?
Well, we
doing
know
something?
That it shouldn't be. We know that they're doing something they shouldn't
right.
be doing.
So then hand the responsibility right back to them and tell them you've got a dog that entails certain responsibilities.
It amazes me.
Especially when you live with other people. Yeah. You know, it's like, in the simplest ways, when you're walking through the shops and people don't, they're not aware of anyone around them.
People are never
aware
of anyone around
them. They stop in the middle of the middle of an aisle.
Hate that.
And they block the thing with their trolley. So there's their body, there's the trolley. You can't get past. And they're just looking for the right kind of rice. Mm. I have no idea.
And oblivious to the people that are squeezing past them.
No idea.
Jeez, dude. Today on A Million Little Hates with Gord Laws. People who are in public places and are not aware of the fact that they're in the fucking way. I've got a phobia about being in the way. Fat jokes aside, if I'm forced into an area where I'm in people's way, I freak out. I don't have claustrophobia, but I imagine it's exactly what claustrophobia is like. Like, I can't breathe, and what I want to do is just force my way into a place where I'm not in the way.
Yeah.
So
like, I can't bear the feeling that people are squeezing past me. Now you'll get shit face assholes who'll sit at a busy bar.
Yeah.
At the bar. Now, I blame the bars for keeping stools at the bar when busy time starts. It's all right during alcoholic afternoon time.
This is because Gord's in a hurry to get his drink on.
No, I'm serious. Like, you'll sit at the bar with your mate. There's one or two barmen. There are 400 people trying to get drinks from this one bar. And you carry on chatting with your pal, even though people are literally sideways, leaning through, trying to talk to the barman. And you know that where you are could cause the service to be much easier. Like, the same as people who walk abreast slowly in a public area.
Yeah.
Like, so I'm out in the shop at the mall with my six friends. You know what would be fun to do? Let's see how slowly we can go from this place to that place. And let's all be side by side.
Fan out.
It's like, fuck. I just want to like hit people with
what
a stick.
What went wrong with those people?
People who stop at the top or bottom of escalators.
No, do you know
like, get to the
right,
bottom of the escalator.
Calm down. Sia asked
a million
a good
little
question.
Hates.
Sia said, what happened to those people? Their parents just never told them that that's not the way to behave, because their parents were probably either banging the next door neighbor or working really hard trying to buy them an iPad or like fighting with each other and not paying attention to them. They didn't get parental guidance at a young age. You get out of the gentleman's way. That big guy called Gord Laws, look how flustered he's getting that you're in his way. Please move.
Or that I can't get out of. But people, the point is they don't deliberately do it. Like you were saying, they're oblivious.
Yeah, they just
people
don't know.
People are oblivious. They're not like, my dog's going to piss that Ben Oak off so badly again today. Yeah. People just assume that they're right. Mm.
What is it, Nolo?
Is it fair to blame the parents, though?
Yeah.
Because I feel that there's a point where, look, common sense, okay? There are things that my parents didn't teach me, but as I grew up, I realized that this is how things are supposed to be done.
But some people never realize there are things that they're supposed to be doing. I don't know. It's just really annoying for the rest of us, and I wish people would just be aware. Like, look around. It's almost as if, you know how horses, you could put blinkers on a horse so it'll run only and pay attention only to what is in its field of vision. Humans can get like that too. It's myopia, right? I mean, that's narrowed vision. So what happens is that they think about themselves. They think about what they're focused on. They have no idea they're part of a big machine. I mean, it's complex living in modern society. That's why a complex is called a complex. Because we all have to share spaces, right? And we have to share information, and we have to share proximity, and there's noise, and there's stuff. There's stuff going on the whole time. And when things go badly, humans can cooperate to overcome that much better than we ever have in the past.
Yeah.
But the other problem is that when things are going well, it's the tiny things that start to build up and create reasons for conflict. Yeah. We've got to figure out the most smooth pathway out of that. Otherwise, we're going to end up in big trouble.
And I think we all to some extent do it, some people much more than others, but I think every one of us has at times been guilty of just not being aware of people around us.
Yeah.
And like being in the way, like it starts with everybody taking a sort of taking more responsibility upon themselves to just realize that there's people around you. Right. Like you get that person in traffic who does something blatantly wrong.
Right.
And then they'll hoot at you for being in their way by being where you're supposed to be.
Mm-hmm.
Now, it's because they're not aware of the fact that they did something wrong. They don't deliberately go, screw it, I'm going to cut this oak off on purpose. And then when he hoots at me, I'm going to hoot at him like he cut me off. They're just not aware of something else. And now he has an obstacle that's in the path of what they've decided subconsciously to do. You're just in the way. You didn't exist a second ago, and now you're in the way. Like, they don't go, oh, shit, I'm not where I should be. I should have been looking at that guy. We all just need to be more aware of, like, okay, well, if I'm going to stop here in the grocery aisle, I should move to one side and create a lane next to me, asshole.
Mm. Yeah, God, you make good points, but it's all these little things that add up in life. You know, how can you take up less space? How can you make people wait less? So, you know, when you don't RSVP to an event, or you don't bring cake for your birthday, or
that's a little jab.
I mean, it's just small things.
Good point, God. There was kind of an expectation of cake on your birthday.
It's not my birthday.
It was on Wednesday, and so, you were meant to be here on Wednesday. Remember? So you've disappointed us twice.
I'm sorry, guys. I didn't know about
cake. So this morning, I mean, last week we had the drinking. Last week we had drinking.
Or yesterday.
I'm aware of cake. I just didn't know I was meant to bring any.
Last week we did the drinking. The week before we did, what was it?
Hot sauce.
Yes. This week we've got a Hubley here, and Amanda's going to put it together. She's the expert. You still smoking, Hub?
Every now and again.
You're not doing as much as you used to?
No.
There are people who do it every day. I don't know how.
There are people, like, I've got mates that their parents, don't know. So they're actually like, my one friend, if he can't come to my house, he'll literally go sit in his car somewhere.
And smoke a Hub.
Or they'll drive all the way like to the Witz garden or something so they can have a Hub.
Like, not weed, though, just the flavored Hubley stuff.
It's just Hubley.
Yeah. Wow, you used to do a lot, though.
I used to smoke quite a bit, yeah, but I think I've...
So we can do the Hub, but we can also do... Nolo, we're going to try out your vape pen as well, right?
Yes.
Yeah. All right, so this studio is going to be filled with smoke. By the time poor Robin from Lifestyle pops by, she's going to be like... It's going to be hotboxed.
We're really going to hotbox the studio.
Yeah, why not?
Because it is very much a closed room, a soundproof closed room.
I mean, I'm keen to open the windows because it's not as cold right at the moment as it was last week or the week before.
This morning's actually good.
And then we can turn on the aircon, so it's not as if it's going to turn into a complete disaster.
But now, just now, when Gord was talking about like people not knowing their place, and that's vapors. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
You guys vape in my face constantly. There's already smoke in a club, and now you must vape in my face.
Vape. So my one buddy just busted it out once in a restaurant, and like almost defiantly, like, I can do this. And I was like, dude, please, it's not bothering me, but it's going to irritate someone around us. You can't just smoke. And he's like, no, it's not smoking, it's vaping, and it's legal. I said to him, bro, it's legal for me to cut my toenails right now. But I'm not going to do it because I'm in a fucking restaurant.
And on Sunday, I was literally in the bottle store. It was early because I was having a party. So it was early at like 9. And this lady, like, she must have been in her 60s. She really wasn't like young. And she just started vaping at the counter. And I got home.
There's something really funny about old people
vaping.
And
I got home to my mom and I'm like, you know, I'm so chilled with anything. Like, I'm cool with whatever goes.
Yeah, you are.
But that was just wrong. And my mom's like, why didn't you get involved? If I was there, I was like, you see, I just don't get involved. Yeah. But it's just wrong. So vapors need to learn etiquette.
I'm seeing a whole lot of solutions to problems here.
Oh, look at you, Dr. Phil.
I see Amanda needs to bring her mother to Ben's complex to talk to the neighbors.
Totally. You need to meet Chi-Chi. She's so crazy.
She sounds like she'd sort that problem out for you. I think Gord needs to spend a half an hour teaching Nolo when she can and can't vape. That'll solve a whole lot of people's
problems.
Like,
there's hubby kits. Isn't there vapey kits?
Just any time that someone who doesn't vape might find it annoying that you're taking away their choice to vape or not.
Right. And Sia can spend as much time as he likes with Gord because Sia never takes up any space and never gets in the way.
Yeah.
Because me and Sia, we just rock the party.
There's just great synergy here.
There is good synergy.
And Amanda can make us the
good
hub.
Good juju.
All right, so you get on with the hub while we do the 5 things you need to know today, and then we'll get your calls, your thoughts, your ideas, whatever's on your mind. You know what to do. 0861-555-189. And Nolo is ready to take your calls. If you want to WhatsApp us, you can do that too. 0797-482-090. Okay? First thing you need to know this morning. Where do you want to start? Let's start with Apple, who's become a $1 trillion company. Apple just became the first $1 trillion company in human history. How do you like that?
Jeepers.
Isn't that amazing? He says it's a milestone, Tim Cook, but it's not their focus. He called the valuation of Apple at being a trillion dollar company as being a significant milestone. He said it's a lot to be proud of, and they have a market cap, so that's where the value is derived from, of $1 trillion. It's not the most important measure, he says. Instead of the result, it's going to focus on products, customers, and company values. In a memo to more than the 120,000 people who work for Apple, Cook called the valuation a significant milestone.
120,000 people is a lot. I mean, I presume that doesn't factor in the manufacturing stuff that's outsourced.
Oh, no. That's child labor in the Chinese factory.
Yeah, that's just O's and lady O's that go into the office and like have to sit at a cubicle.
Yes.
That, like, 120 people, obviously, historically, they've been way more, but 120 people,
yes,
$1 trillion. Like, the value per employee.
Yeah,
I'm not going to try maths now, but it's cuck high.
Let's try.
Each person there, on average, makes a shitload more than they get paid.
So here's the thing, right? It's more zeros than can fit on my calculator, for a start.
A trillion is 9, right? No, that's a billion. It's 12.
3, 6, 9, 12. 12 digits.
12 zeros.
Yeah.
And so then the number
that
of our
120,000 employees.
But it's 13 digits, right? It's 12 zeros.
We're looking at $833,333 an employee. That doesn't sound right.
No, it must be million.
Must be, yeah.
8 million.
My calculator's struggling, though, with these huge numbers. So they have a closing price of $207.39 on Thursday. Apple became the first publicly listed U.S. company to ever reach $1 trillion market cap. Apple's stock market value is greater than the combined capitalization of ExxonMobil, Procter & Gamble, and AT&T. It now accounts for 4% of the S&P 500.
Yes. And all because people don't mind overpaying for shit with annoying headphones.
Apple was founded in the 70s by Steve Jobs and went public in 1980 after helping usher in the era of the personal computer.
I do love their computers, though.
I do.
I love their computers.
The irony of right now, we're talking about this $1 trillion business, and my computer just went blank, and it says, your computer will now restart.
Nice, Ben.
And it's in Chinese.
And there was a whole bunch of Chinese after that.
Siri is like, fuck you, Ben Kapinski, and your whole face this morning.
The Eastern Cape Education Department has closed St. Matthew's Senior Secondary School after about 100 learners were admitted to hospital. They were complaining of stomach aches. 63 learners were just discharged on Wednesday, so there are still a whole bunch of them in hospital. The provincial education and health departments have sent officials to the school to investigate. Education department spokesperson Malim Tima says learners developed cramps after drinking the water. And Tima says the department has stopped water use and consumption until the investigation is finalized. He says officials are still running tests on 33 learners. By Monday, the school will be reopened, because the officials deployed were told to do their tests until Sunday. I mean, yeah, you send your kids off to school. And we give parents a hard time on this show, we really do. But you send your kids to school, the last thing you expect is for them to be poisoned by the water. Especially at some, you know, school in a rural area, or a school that's perhaps under-resourced. There's a picture that they put with the article. It doesn't look like the school has tons of money. It's not some fancy, you know, private school. You'd think that they'd at least provide safe drinking water for the kids.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that would be
one of the government basics. Have no other purpose in the world, it is, if we take out everything else and all of our tax money is just spent providing school kids with clean water.
Just, yeah.
It seems like a good
clean
thing.
Clean water is like the absolute bare minimum of what it's has to happen.
It's the bare minimum.
It's the literal bare minimum. Yeah. It's like government don't provide the air, thank God, but if they did, that would be the bare minimum.
International Relations Minister Lindiwe Sisulu on Thursday said that the South African government will not be appealing a High Court ruling which overturned the decision to extend diplomatic immunity to Zimbabwe's former First Lady Grace Mugabe. She said, I should not conclude without commenting on the recent judgment relating to the case of the former First Lady of the Republic of Zimbabwe. We have studied the judgment and came to the conclusion we will not appeal. she told journalists. The Joburg High Court found the decision to give Mugabe immunity when she was accused of assaulting a young South African unlawful and unconstitutional. So that means that if Grace Mugabe comes here again, she may be arrested. Which is only right. She attacked a South African citizen with an extension cable in a hotel.
Because she's a wealthy, entitled dick.
Exactly. Kind of like Ben's neighbors. All right. Two other things. You want to hear more?
Yep.
You're not bored yet? Promise me. Mm-hmm. I'll stop. Huh? Buckingham Palace holds emergency meetings to deal with Thomas Markle.
Oh. Just, yes. This is the gift that keeps on giving.
This is great. Buckingham Palace has called closed doors behind the scenes meetings, emergency meetings, to deal with how to handle Meghan's father, Thomas Markle. He's dragged the British royal family as well as his daughter into a couple of recent interviews, saying that they've completely cut him off and he will not be silenced until he gets a response. Now, according to the Mirror, palace advisors have held at least 3 top-level crisis meetings to come up with a plan on how to deal with him. He's a retired lighting director, and he's caused more damage to poor old Meghan Markle than anyone else. This is her own father. So an insider says there are 3 options on the table, and I want you all to decide which one you would go for.
I love these insiders. They're my best people.
Number 1, Meghan could contact her father straight away and appeal to him directly to ask him to stop hurting her, but right now she's decided to cut him off. So would she be able to pick up the phone and go, Dad, look, I've got a great life now. Just piss off.
Yeah, you have every right to do so.
I think
so. I think there's a certain degree of moral duty if your parent hasn't like outright been like a pedo or something. There's a certain, if they're just a horrible person that you can't deal with that makes everyone's life miserable.
Right.
And if they've done horrible things, there's a certain degree of like, look, give it the old college try. Try and be the bigger person. Parents can become, especially as they get older, they can become more like the children.
Yes.
Like, do what you can. Don't just be like, ah, screw it, they're an arse, I don't feel like making any effort, whatever. Have the lunch, try and talk it out, but then after that, you don't have to suffer someone else's misery.
No.
Whether it's a parent, an old friend, an ex, or whatever. Like,
all right, so option 1 is she can call him.
If she's tried, she has every right.
We don't know.
Yeah, assuming she's tried, she has every right to be like, screw it. I don't want this asshole in my life. I don't have to have them in my life.
All right, so number 2 is that an intermediary meets with him and appeals to him to stop making hurtful statements. I mean, who would that be? George Clooney, Serena Williams, what are the people at the wedding?
If George Clooney came and reasoned with me about my hurtful statements, I'd probably listen.
Hi, I'm George.
Hi, George. I'm
Gordon. Just want to sort out this problem with your daughter, Meghan.
She's not getting back to me, George.
Yeah, we'd like her to shut up. We'd like you to shut up and stop bothering her. She's more important than you now.
Okay, George.
And if you like living here and you don't like Hollywood stars going on TV every third day saying what a bullshit artist you are because you're going on every fourth day.
But then they talk about me and give me attention.
Just stop it. You're embarrassing.
Okay, George.
Number 3, the final option would be for Meghan to cut him off completely in the hope that he will stop. But the situation is so precarious that no one knows what he would do.
They've made a news story out of someone doesn't dig their dad.
So they're saying that it's got so out of control, the Queen might actually step in.
Ooh. So you know in The Crown, that there's that guy with the moustache who has his hand behind his back the whole time. Now, back in those days, they would have just sent him. And he would have said things that would have frightened Thomas.
A Kingsman.
Mm. Or just send a Kingsman.
Yeah, exactly. Send a Kingsman.
Kingsman
that's a good idea. But basically, Buckingham Palace and I have the same problem right now. We've tried to be nice, but now...
You and the palace have the same problem. So now you've got to call in the Queen, Ben.
No, but at least you've had some level of confrontation. I just think Meghan needs to call it her dad, call it a day.
There's already
done.
Been 3 high-level approaches.
Mm.
3.
All right. There's good and bad news for Cape Town. According to University of Cape Town researcher Kevin Winter, who's warned July rainfall was below average, panic again. Rainfall over the next few weeks is crucial to determine whether Cape Town will get the relief from the water crisis that it needs. So everybody was excited because it rained for a while and they saw the dams filling up. But have they filled up enough? And can the DA continue to charge people billions and billions and billions in this water crisis so they can fill the coffers of the city? I'm just saying, that's possibly one of the things they're thinking about, too. The weather service says the long-term rain average for the Kirstenbosch station was 216 millimeters. This year it was 188. So the average is 216. This year it's 188. That's not that far behind.
But we know that the average hasn't been enough. Yes, in recent years.
Yes. Yeah, that's true.
And just look at the heat wave running through Europe right now. Cape Town will get that in December, January, February, March.
Cape Town, above average of its own heat average, is my idea of hell. Yes, see, because you can't, like, it gets so hot in Cape Town.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Dry Mediterranean heat.
No, it's like in Joburg in summer, it gets pretty unbearably hot, but there's something when the atmosphere is thicker and heavier on you, and like Durban, obviously, I think I stand to be corrected, but Durban on average actually gets hotter than Cape Town, but there's just something about the type of heat they manufacture in Cape
Town.
It's
not dry.
It punches harder than regular
heat. Dry heat, yeah.
It's horrible. All right, we got to get on with some other stuff. Ben's hopefully got his computer up and running. The Bitcoin is trading at $7,313. Oh, God, Ethereum's dropped below 400 at 398. Happy days in cryptocurrency world. Let's turn our attention to Ben. What do you got for us?
Akani Simbini is the king of Africa on the track. Higuain gets turfed off to some other Italian club. Star-studded leaderboard of the WGC Bridgestone. And the Bulls have found it necessary to basically say that John Mitchell's not leaving.
Meanwhile, Amanda's Hubley construction is proceeding very well. What do you still need to do over there?
Nothing. Just I think light. It's about it. But you don't have tongs, so quite stressed out, but I've got a plan.
You can use your fingers for at least 5 seconds.
Oh, no. You can use your fingers.
So it is the African Athletics Championships at the moment. So all of those athletes who are not still on the floor in Lagos at the airport, well, they might be running. And Akani Simbini was definitely one of them. He is now the king of Africa. He won gold there. And he beat Arthur Cisse from Ivory Coast, who came second. And Simon Ngakwe. Simon Ngakwe. he came third. So the South Africans are going through this golden era of sprinting right now. And Simbini is very much at the forefront. He won in a time of 10:23. Oh. Not his personal best, but the guy's just a class apart. He really is. Watch that race if you can try to find it somewhere. If you go onto Twitter, just type it in. You'll find it there. Rights free. It's always the best kind of sport. But earlier in the day, South Africa got the first medal with Rikke Netstienkamp. Yeah, she won the... first medal winning silver in the women's 100 meters final. So that'll be happening this weekend or into next week. So that's very exciting if you like your athletics. So Gonzalo Higuain was Juventus's big signing before Ronaldo. But Juventus can't keep giving him money, so they've turfed him off to AC Milan, which is a real step down. A huge step down. It's just that because Ronaldo's there and he's basically charging like a wounded buffalo, they can't afford Higuain's salary as well. So he's kind of gotten like a bit of a loan deal. And Juventus and AC Milan have done a bit of a switcheroo with a couple of players. So just to kind of get everything around and just so the balance sheets do kind of just match and check and balance out. So that's 18 million euros, basically, is what this loan would be worth. And if they really want to buy the striker, they'll have to then kick in another 36 million euros.
Anybody got that kind of money just lying around?
Well, you would think football teams do, but AC Milan, you know, there was a time when the Milan derby was something in football. AC was a big deal, Juventus was a big deal. Sorry, Inter Milan was a big deal. But both of these teams have fallen off. You don't ever see them featuring in Europe anymore. So there's a lot of money for them. But still, for Higuain, great. It's a bit of a step down. But, you know, maybe he'll do one or two seasons more and then go to America, which is kind of the trajectory of all football fans, really, all stars. The Bulls, we've spoken about John Mitchell wanting 90 million rand for a bit of a change up because he thinks his current players are a little bit shit. But now there's been links, as there always are, that he could be going elsewhere. So there's this link that he could be tied up with the English team because they now need a defensive coach because their current defensive coach left off the June internationals. But the Blue Bulls yesterday actually put out a tweet. This is how serious they are about it. So they don't want this kind of controversy off the field. So the tweet basically says, John Mitchell is contracted to the Bulls until 31st of October 2019. There has been no formal approaches for him from the English, so it will be going on like business as usual. John Mitchell, of course, will just, I don't know, raise his eyebrows and say things like, yeah, I'm happy to be here. In golf, what an incredible first day at the WGC Bridgestone International Invitational at the Firestone Country Club in Akron, Ohio. Wow, that's a lot of information for you. Ian Poulter, 8 under 62, right out of the blocks there. He came firing away. This golf course was yielding tremendous scores yesterday. Ricky Fowler and Carl Stanley won back on 7-under. John Rahm, Siwoo Kim, and Patrick Cantlay at -6, and then a whole host of fantastic players in their on down, including Tiger Woods, who had a decent round. He shot a 66, which is 4-under, so he's 4 back. Now, if you come last in this event, there's no cut. So you can literally go on a bender in Akron, Ohio, pick up girls, drive cars, have a great week. Play a bit of golf during the daytime just to amuse yourself, and you'll still make $50,000. $50,000.
Okay.
How sweet's that?
Not bad, just to participate.
Yeah. So basically, there's a couple of South Africans you may not generally see at this event. So Jaco Ahlers. Now, he won the Dimension Data at Fancourt. He lives at Fancourt, so he on his home turf. By winning that event, he got into the WGC Bridgestone. How cool is that? I mean, you're playing with your Sunshine Tour mates, but now you're on the driving range with like the best in the world. And Jaco Ahlers, to his credit, had a 268 yesterday, currently tied for 27th. So let's just say he finishes 27th this week. The guy will be so set for all of like, you know, it's a big, you're making big US dollars here. It really is great to see, and it's great to see that positions are offered in other tournaments where you can get to the bigger tournaments. Brandon Stone, he's +1. Charles Wessels +1. Brandon Grace +3. But yeah, the best South Africans are Jaco Ahlers -2, and Louis Oosthuizen on -2 as well. Big day of cricket yesterday. The Indians, they were getting thrashed. They were getting absolutely beaten like it was their job. They were 182 for 8. 182 for 8 when Shami was taken out. But then Virat Kohli, who is incredible. A lot of people call him a duss. I get it. They don't like him. But this guy is just phenomenal. He got together with the tail. Okay, now 182 for 8. Take that number in your head. They were eventually all out for 274. So for the last two wickets, he almost put on 100 runs with two batsmen, Sharma and Yadav. Sharma scored 5, Yadav scored 1. The guy farmed the strike. He got the runs. He eventually got out for 149.
Yeah.
One of the true greats of the game in any time or any era. So now England, they thought they were going to have a big healthy first innings lead. No, bollocks. And Cook's already out. 9-1. England lead by 22 runs going to day 3. An enthralling test match this is going to be. That's currently taking place in Birmingham, for normal people.
Birmingham.
And you can watch that throughout the weekend too. Very exciting. Right. Sunday we'll see the next ODI match between Sri Lanka and South Africa. Sri Lanka currently 2-0 up and looking very strong in that. And Lions fans, they get to watch their team play the Crusaders tomorrow in the Crusaders' final trophy run. Of course, they won the tournament last week. And this week they get to just pick up the trophy and then their coach breakdances. So Lions fans, I wish you all the best in making that enjoyable for yourselves.
That's very nice, Ben.
That's your sport.
All right.
For the weekend.
Okay, so it is Friday. There's lots of weekend sport to look forward to. Thank you, Ben, for a little preview and some post stuff. It's time for Sia to give us some optimism this morning. And while that's going on, Amanda, we ready to go here?
I think we're ready. We can
I brought my laboratory.
I was about to ask about that. I thought that was Amanda's. For the listeners, Gareth has got a thing that looks like a fucking space weapon. It's like a welding gun. This is weld with that. You could weld.
Because in the East Rand, we just use matches. That's
He's
serious.
Welding the coal with a thing that would you could burn a person's limb off with that, and it would cauterize as it comes off. It looks like one of those small, slightly effeminate guns that they use in Star Trek, where you think your gun's really small, guys. It looks like a Star Trek gun, and it's blowing blue fire out of it with anger. And now the coal is coaly.
Okay, Amanda, we'll get it.
Oh, you almost dropped it with the scissors. Gareth improvises with scissors.
This is not ideal.
No. Gareth's using scissors to place the coal. You need to center it. My OCD, please.
No, you can't center it.
Oh,
no,
you never center the coal. Right. What's wrong with you, amateur?
Why do I know this stuff?
Because it will burn all the flavor.
Amateurs, shut up. Let Amanda handle this. Okay, Amanda, take the first go. First pull. Get this going. Listen to her doing this. All right, then.
It's going. Amanda exhales a small plume of smoke.
Is it all right? Good flavor? What
followed
do we
by a larger plume of smoke. Amanda is well underway. The plumes are becoming clouds. She shakes her head.
I like your commentary, Gordon.
That is
very good.
That's blazing, yo.
All right.
What flavor is that?
I don't know. What is the flavor?
Asphyxiation, okay, so, and death.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm right, getting
I'll try it. Let me give it a go.
It smells like garbage fire.
Can we open the windows?
Garbage fire.
Okay, the flavor actually, sorry, smells really good. It's the coal that smells bad. But it's okay. Ice by Omeron. And Omeron is the best, like, hubbly flavor brand you can get.
Have you tried this before?
I have a couple of times, and it wasn't a pleasant experience.
Try now, Sia. Let's see how it goes for you.
What am I meant to do again?
You don't have to take it into your lungs. You just take it into your mouth if you want to.
All right.
I'm not a smoker. You just blow it all out. Yeah, there we go.
Oh, okay.
Looks not very glamorous.
Not too glamorous.
All right, Sia, what's happening in Saved by Sia this morning?
About that.
Yeah. Amanda, carry on as you wish.
As you were. You know how every morning I try to bring you a story, particularly about ordinary people who do good in whatever capacity they can with what they have and wherever they are? Well, this young man in the States, his name is Rodney Smith Jr. He has really taken on. He's a young guy in his 20s, doesn't have a job, and he says, but how can I still nonetheless contribute to my community in the best way possible? So he has set out to go around all 50 US states cutting lawns for veterans, single mothers, the elderly, and the disabled. He says, at least I have my hands and that I can do something good with. He set out to do this back in May, and he has actually just a couple of weeks ago completed going all over the US doing this for free for these people. He raised money through doing various charity initiatives with his service that he's called the Raising Men Lawn Care, because apart from going
lawn
to
care.
Lawn care, okay. Because he was going to all of these different houses cutting lawns for free, but he was also engaging with the young people in those communities and having encouraging conversations with that. So imagine that, going around the entire US, all 50 states, doing this. This is actually, interestingly enough, the second year that Rodney Smith Jr. has done this. He just goes around to different major cities within the US, and he says he's just making a difference one lawn at a time. And what has been so interesting is you can follow him on Twitter. His name is I Am Rodney Smith. And he'll tweet different pictures of meeting these people. And for example, he says, my first lawn in Hawaii, I had the pleasure of mowing Mrs. Mayer's lawn for her and her daughter. So this is a single mother, for example, saying that her husband is currently serving, and please tell him we thank him for his service, making a difference one lawn at a time. Look, like, I think this is his way of just giving back in whatever capacity he can. He also, while he was in Minneapolis, spent some time with Mr. Davis, who was a Korean War veteran, and he says, in 3 months, Mr. Davis will be 90 years young. And he says, sir, we thank you for your service. So it's quite cool that he's going around the country. Well, he has gone around the country, and he gets these different stories. So if this is his way of giving back and he enjoys that, well, I think kudos to him. Rodney Smith Jr. this morning for Saved by Sia.
Presumably that Davis dude is an American war veteran who fought in Korea. But I found it's about bloody time someone addressed the damn lawn issue. Well, I mean, it's gone unaddressed for ages. There are people with lawns that they can't tend, and it's bloody heartbreaking. You hear the stories. I mean, I've spoken to some people about their lawns and why they're not mowed, and it's just...
Gord, have you tried a hubbly?
I have, but I used to smoke, dude, and I'm an ex-smoker, so I'm not going to...
So you won't do it.
Decline, thank you.
Do you know what my thing with...
You smoke hubbly occasionally.
I do, but I've had a great the whole week.
No. This is like... the best I've ever made, I think.
Amanda is jawling it proper. Yeah,
so I've had flu this week, so I don't want to be that.
She's blazing like Cheech and Chong in a tag team match.
Wipe the little tit at the end here and then have a go, Ben.
Do you know what I've never really got about a hub? Yeah. Is the sound. This boiling sound. It sounds like a little crocodile situation from my days of watching Animal Planet. But anyway.
Crocodiles make absolutely do not make that noise.
How is
Are they crocodiles or alligators?
Neither bubble.
I swear to Buddha, whatever those make. No.
They do. That's giraffes, actually.
They do not make a bubbling noise. That's for sure.
This growling. That. Whatever that is.
Yeah, it's not boiling, though. It's because you suck the air through the water and the smoke has to travel through the water and then into the pipe.
So they're saying, I mean, this is something that we got from Arab culture. called a hookah pipe. Ooh. Or a...
Ben's got some skills.
Or a hubby. Yes.
Oh, Ben with the ring.
Come through, Benjamin.
Ben's got some serious skills.
Look, when your neighbors come and see you about that meeting, as they walk in, you must lean back and just bust like three smoke rings the way you just did it. It was very godfather-y.
Ooh. Ooh.
Your skills were so good. Ooh. Like, I was wondering if you're actually from the South, because, you know, people from the South are like... The hubbly
are they the
expert.
Best?
Oh my word.
Is that where most of the hubbly gets sold? In the South?
Exactly.
And Nola's having a go?
And she's never had hubbly, so you've this is a this? Big thing. No,
she
it's better
it.
Than vaping.
She's
what
shaking
is that?
Her head. You hate it.
No, I'm saying I've never tried it.
So yeah, that wasn't an I'm enjoying this face.
Yeah, no, it wasn't. Your face said you weren't having a good time.
Ooh.
Tell us how you feel.
It's a very different sensation.
Yeah, it's just, it's softer.
It's cooling my chest as opposed to the feeling that I get
it's
from
mental.
The vape.
Yeah.
As opposed to the inevitable cancer we all get from one
very good hubby, Amanda. Sorry, I'm trying to capture this on Instagram Live, but Instagram's having one of those mornings where it doesn't allow me to do anything.
Yeah.
Well, it's probably Apple because they just turned a trillion.
Yeah, it is. It's Apple.
All right. So here are a couple of messages that are coming through while we're busy with our hubbly morning this Friday. And don't forget, Robin from Lifestyle will be popping by to give us some tips on plants later on. We'll be talking about how to get your garden through this month, because August is a tough month for gardens. There's a lot of wind. There's hardly any rain. It's cold. It's not the greatest time for the plants. So we'll talk to her about that. We'll also have George Meany pop in later on with his bit of news in the motoring world and everything to do with the motoring lifestyle. That's coming up too.
I always enjoy that, because then Gord always feels duty bound to tell him what a good looking man he is.
Yes.
He's so good looking. Which is, I've got such a man crush on George.
Yes.
Because he's nice. Please, he's handsome.
Yeah, but don't make him uncomfortable.
Just don't always make eye contact when you say that.
And you often lick your lips as well.
If he's not comfortable with being admired by another straight man who thinks he's gorgeous, then it's his own issues he needs to work
through. Maybe it's just you. You could be creepy sometimes.
You can be. I show affection.
Like when you drool and you wipe your drool with your whole arm, it kind of gets a bit creepy. Gord.
It's either that or it goes down my shirt and then it sticks to my chest. George is a babe. I'm sorry.
Oh.
Well, we've got a lot of smoke in the studio now because we've got Amanda on a vape pen. We've got Nola on a vape pen. And we've
vape
got
to escape. You see what I mean?
The Gareth Cliff Show does not...
Just gets in your face.
Yeah, I'm not a smoker. I've never smoked cigarettes in my life. I can smoke a hubbly every now and then, but it's certainly not something that I relish. And I can see, like, Nolo's loving this vape. My God, there's a cloud. There's an actual cumulus cloud in the studio that's going to start raining down acid onto us in a short while.
But it will be menthol acid, so it's fine.
Good heavens. This place is... We are hotboxing the studio.
Us, the douche flute creates a more impressive cloud of float.
Yeah.
Cloud of float douche smoke.
You get those... Have you seen those vape pens that make so much smoke? They can... Because you can make it really rich, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
You can make so much smoke that actually you can't see anyone for at least 15 minutes.
And there's always that compete.
Yeah, oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, Vape Nation.
Yes.
They bust out like... They compete for size of cloud and distance
this.
Of cloud. That is like... Ooh. That's... No cigarette in human history has ever produced a cloud of XL smoke like that.
Gord, is that you speaking? I can't see you.
Yes, Gareth, I'm here on the other side of the studio.
See, now I have the same experience our listeners do. I can't see you, but I can hear you. It's great. All right, so now we're all in the same basket with this. Okay, everybody, we've got some very cool stuff coming up in a little while. We'll take your calls. You know what to do, 0861-555-189. Any song requests? Since I'm feeling generous this morning, I normally wouldn't do this, but it can sometimes add some value. Anybody? Any immediate songs on anyone's
mind? Into Sandman by Metallica.
Come on.
Yes!
It's Friday.
Oh, okay. God, the metal.
Yes!
The metal
I've never requested a Metallica song before. Normally I request Snoop or Dre or Eminem or something.
She loves... Nola loves Metallica.
Bless you.
You've got a friend in Nola.
And you're Metallica fan.
Yeah, I am.
Too.
No, I am. I just thought maybe it's a bit... Mind you, it's a good song.
I walked in this morning, always very centered and peaceful and calm, to Nolo blaring
she loves
a
metal.
Rock song called
I love
Rats.
Nolo. I liked her before, but now I love her.
All right. There's lots of love in the studio and lots of smoke. It's Friday morning. CliffCentral.com.